You're listening to Roundtable. See if your answer is yes to the following questions. Do you store your pans and pots in the oven? Do you think it is nonsense to put your sewing equipment into a cookie container? Apparently, it's only Chinese people who do it. Here are seven things that Western people say that they are shocked when they hear Chinese people do it. Let's check them out then. What's first on the list for you, Qingduo?
Well, I think a lot of them are obviously the different practice between Chinese people and largely Westerners here. Like the container, I love to see that in the oven. You put your utensils into the oven. I do see people do that. Somehow paused a little bit and, thought of it, and then I give it a go. I think, it's empty, right?
Yeah, but the thing is, oven is sort of alien or foreign for most Chinese households, but it is a wonderful place to store things if you don't use it, And also, like, a dishwasher. That's something pretty alien and foreign for Chinese households.
Right.
And what better place is it to maybe store some shoes and things in my eyes, because I'm not going to use it.
An oven, I can get that, because if you're not using it, you can put pots and pans. They're going to go there,
right,
there anyway, sure, although not many households seem to have them. Dishwasher, even more rare, but a dishwasher is a place for things to be clean. Shoes are not clean. They should not go in there.
Oh, you haven't seen my fancy shoes. They are clean and they are beautiful. I can't think of a better place to store them because I don't use dishwashers.
Yeah.
That is the prerequisite, I suppose. But what about dipping your finger into the rice cooker as
well? I never done that.
Is it because you never cook, mister?
Well, I do occasionally. I just guess it. I think, I have this much rice and I will probably add this much water. Enough.
I bought it. Yeah. I mean, some of these are odd. Some of these are normal. This one, your fingers are not always, actually, they're frequently, again, not very clean. So, if you want to eyeball it like Qingduo does, like I do myself frequently, or mostly, that's fine. But you could also get a measuring cup. Like a lot of these rice cookers now, they have those little measuring cups with them. So you can just use it and figure out how much water you want to put in, exactly, how much rice, and there you go. There's no need to, go by my finger, which, varies from person to person anyway.
Well, but I know exactly how my finger is going to measure up in that kind of situation. And also, reaching out for the measuring cup, are you kidding me? That is an extra step, and you need to store for that cup. So yeah, it could be a little troublesome, but I think, joking aside, it shows a very different perception towards cooking and many other things that Chinese people tend to do, is that I think we are into abstracts, and we are free-spirited sometimes. We don't want the specific degrees, the scientific mode towards cooking. No way. We want to do it as what masters do. That is, according to our mood, according to our fingers, we know how to cook.
Oh, chopsticks.
Okay. But see, that's all very well and fine, but you don't have to stick your finger in there with the rice to do that. You can eyeball
it. Obviously has a problem with that.
Yeah.
Well, of course, make good use of your chopsticks, right? With your first knuckle of your finger, maybe. Next time, you use your chopsticks instead of your finger.
Exactly.
It's easy to solve that problem. But I think it's largely, partly, not only Chinese and Western, different practice, but also it's traditional and modern facilities. And put them together somehow. What's the right way to do it? Like in the past, the Chinese, they don't use the modern facilities like a microwave, like a washer. But nowadays you have that. And how do you cope with that? How do you put your traditional practice somehow compatible with the modern facilities? And also some of the differences are typically cultural, like chicken feed. We consume chicken feed, but that's a shock for a lot of Westerners too.
Yeah.
But it's very efficient. It's very efficient making use of something that would otherwise be thrown away.
Exactly. This is, I consider it as a virtue, actually, of the culture.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
No, instead of being wistful.
No, no, I don't agree with you guys, despite everything. Yeah. But what about the one that is sticking chopsticks vertically into a bowl of rice?
Interesting one.
Strictly prohibited because it is bad luck. It is attracting ghosts and things, you know, attracting substance that you don't want.
Do you still do that? But I think in my parents' family, if you do that, probably my parents won't be happy. But in my family, if my kid, you know, does that, I would say it doesn't look good. But I don't associate it with attracting ghosts.
again, it's this changing, you know, with the modern, yes, and the traditional meeting together, and things kind of get diluted over time. Whether or not this is a good thing, that may vary practice to practice. But, you know, and when your kid grows up, Xindua, she's probably not going to care about doing that, or if her kid does that, and
that's
it'll
true.
Just kind of go away.
I would say so.
Well, but yes, maybe she will think, you know, attracting unclean substance is not the reason why you shouldn't do it, but there's no way that she thinks this is civilized, right? I sound super judgmental
not good at dinner table etiquette, I would say.
Exactly. So I think it still matters, and it is part of the home education that every kid should go through, I think.
Yeah,
I guess
yeah.
So.
I mean, there's bigger problems than that to deal with at table manners, but sure. Like, for example, better to put your cell phone down in a way before eating. That's a more important one, I would say.
Yes, and also, like, just turn your cell phone screen down. Like, that's courtesy to people.
Put it away.
Yeah, yeah. And also, having a sewing kit is kind of necessary in any household, but storing it in a cookie container, it used to be that those cookie containers are so fancy, and it's like a nice place to store things.
Again,
no
making
longer,
good use of this wistful
practicality
stuff.
Practicality.
Yeah, yeah. But no longer really is that the case, as now you can just get a fabulous sewing kit container from Taobao or wherever these days. So easy and so cheap. You're listening to Roundtable, and that brings us to the end of today's show. Thank you so much for your company. You can reach us at EZFM Roundtable. Bye!